This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're delighted you're here. We broadcast 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. There's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933. John is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Welcome, Rick.
Hey, good morning.
And right next to you.
I need volume up 2 notches.
Yeah, okay. Let's try that. And right next to you is Dr. Nick Bagage. Welcome, Dr. Bagage.
Hey, it's my pleasure to be here this morning, and I'm going to be with you for the first little bit. I got in pretty late last night, driving up from Southern California. So it's great to be here, and good to be on the air, and good to be with Richard again.
Yeah, and Dr. Bagage, you were introduced to a lot of us who listened intently by our AM and FM radio receivers and shortwave receivers. A couple decades ago, you've been on thousands of broadcasts, and I remember hearing you quite often on a man I consider the best broadcaster in the business, Art Bell. And, you know, I learned a lot from you just listening to what you were talking about. And one of the things that you talked about a lot was HAARP, the H-A-A-R-P system. The it's the High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program. It's in Alaska. At least it was. It started in Alaska, as I remember. Can you tell us what it is and why this is a weapon of mass destruction?
Sure. It's the High Frequency Active Auroral Research Project started as a Navy and Air Force project, and then later became Air Force controlled, and then later was turned over to DARPA. And more recently, it's been passed back to the University of Alaska Geophysical Institute. It was kind of made a big circle, but the contractors are actually, primarily military contractors that are actually still using the facility, just under the guise of being operated by the Geophysical Institute.
Mm-hmm. And my understanding is that one of the advantages of this system as a defense weapon is that it operates at the speed of light. So, for example, let's say an ICBM, an intercontinental ballistic missile, were headed our way, we could take it out pretty early in its flight. As a matter of fact, we could take it out on the ground if we wanted to, right?
Right. It can be used in a number of different ways. It's essentially a radio frequency transmitter. Radio frequency can be focused and transmitted in a way that allows you to do exactly that. You can disrupt the avionics of electronic equipment. You can do over-the-horizon radar, a lot of applications using the very same technology.
Okay, that would be on the positive side. What about the negative side? What can this system do that we should be concerned about? We walking around on the ground, our cats, our dogs, the deer, the other animals on the planet, on the receiving end of these radio frequency signals.
Well, it can disrupt living organisms, certainly. That's one of the concerns we've raised from the very beginning. The idea that you can affect living organisms with radio frequency energy and the way that this is being managed is absolutely there as either a side effect or, in fact, a deliberate effect. RF can be utilized, radio frequency energy, as a weapon and be directed at individuals for very specific applications. Disrupting living organisms, disrupting human beings is certainly part of that.
Dr. Begich, are we talking about immediate effects? For example, could this system take down a person in a matter of seconds, you know, as a projectile could, like a bullet fired from a rifle or a handgun? Or are we talking about long-term effects, or are we talking about all of the above?
It can be either way, long-term as a side effect or a deliberate effect. There was actually radio frequency dosimetry handbook was put together by the University of Utah to actually look at radio frequency energy for disrupting specific or various organisms of the human body. And so that's, in fact, one of the things that have been developed years ago. HARP is just a huge system. I mean, when you think about radio broadcasting systems, this is the biggest in the world. It has the ability to focus or direct the energy in a similar way or by analogy to what a laser does with light, concentrates energy into a relatively small area, and that's what, in fact, what HARP can do with radio frequency energy, focus it into a small area as opposed to allowing it dissipate with distance, which is generally what you consider if you consider radio frequency at all. And so it's you're handling it differently, you're manipulating it differently for these various effects. And the health effects, one of the things that we're very, very concerned about and have been for some time.
Dr. Begich, when we talk about this this system, is it steerable? Can we aim this? Can we track with this electronically? Can we point the direction of these antenna arrays so that we could literally hit something far away?
You can slew the beam a little bit. You can direct it a little bit, but generally you're covering pretty huge areas, hemispheric areas. You can direct it to a relatively small area, but you're still talking a region, not like a pinpoint on the ground, just the way the thing is set up. You can reflect a signal you can create with two of these transmitters, almost a mirror-like effect using energy itself, and then with one transmitter create sort of a mirror in the sky. The other transmitter focus energy into that mirror and then reflect it virtually anywhere around the planet.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that aircraft have been disrupted to the point where they've lost their ability to navigate and operate and have fallen out of the sky as a result of
that? That is possible. In fact, that is one of the side effects, is they're supposed to shut this down anytime any aircraft are within the region. For exactly that reason, it will interfere just in its normal operation with the onboard avionics and cause them to malfunction just by operating. It just creates so much disturbance. And most modern aircraft are now fly-by-wire, so everything is radio-controlled. They're not controlled so much by cabling and hardwiring. It's mostly by RF signals telling various motors and flaps what to do. So interference, you can see why that would be such a big deal, why you turn off your cell phones and other electronics when you get on planes today, are for that reason. You're not talking anywhere near the power of systems like ARP.
Dr. Begich, when we talk about this, it's quite frightening to a lot of us in this broadcast classroom today, that we're talking about something that you can't see, something that you can't feel, but if you're in an airplane, it can knock you out of the sky. We're talking about weather modification. Is there a combination of effects that are delivered with the result of the chemical spraying of our skies and the addition of these pulsed radio frequency wavelengths?
So the question is, you're asking me specifically,
is there an additive effect of the material that's being sprayed in our skies, the chemical trails, and
okay, the interaction of that? Yeah, mm-hmm. You have some of that going on. I mean, I'm not tracking the contrails, chemtrails issue as such. Other people are doing that. You don't really need any chemicals to interact with HARP to create effects, but you certainly can. Radiochemistry tells us that every element, every compound has unique radio frequency resonances that where you can send energy in And then you can kind of create an amplified effect or create varying different effects. You can create ducting effects where metallic particles are used in the atmosphere to move the energy in a certain way. All of that you can do experimentally, probably they have done, but in terms of using it as a general instrument, you don't need any anything in the atmosphere. Some ideas that have been thrown around by others in the past, with the idea that if you put certain elements into, say, a water supply or a certain environment, the people that ingest it then have that chemical compound available within their body, you can then trigger poisoning sort of effects or effects that give people the effect of being poisoned, but blood work doesn't show an adequate amount of chemicals in the body to create those situations. So it goes down as kind of the mystery illness, but it's the RF interacting with those chemicals that give all of those symptoms of poisoning and yet don't leave the residual effects of chemicals in the body in any great concentration.
My understanding is that these frequencies, these pulse frequencies, could be used to heat up a cold front and stop a tornado almost in its path, but can it also be used to create tornadoes?
Right. This was actually something that was developed by Eastland, the inventor of HARP, and then amplified beyond that. What he determined was that you could, in fact, heat a warm front, as an example, in the formation of a tornado, you've got the warm front and the cold front coming in. That difference in the temperature creates that shearing action, that twister then forms. If you could heat the cold front and create a more balanced situation, you would not get the shear, so you wouldn't have the tornado. Or conversely, if you added more heat into the already heated region, you would, in fact, trigger a more severe a tornado. And work was actually done on this for tornadoes, specifically for FEMA and NASA, by Eastland, using HARP type instruments and also space-based lasers to try and accomplish something similar. He also did work in this area of weather modification for the European Space Agency and others, all the way up until the time he died in, I think it was 2007 or 2008.
When I think back to World War One, it was bullets and bombs. World War Two, bullets and bombs. And, you know, most of the wars that we've been involved in, we have leveled and destroyed those who were in conflict with. And with this weapon, we're just talking about just killing life and leaving the infrastructure intact, aren't we?
Right. It's a very different kind of technology, and one that is advancing in what is called a revolution of military affairs. So
Nick Begich.
Even the way we fight wars will be changed.
Dr. Nick Begich, EarthPulse.com. EarthPulse.com. We'll be right back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com. And build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Last Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. And if you'd like to go to his website, docram.com, docram.com. That'll take you right to his Facebook page. And that's where I am today. So, Dr. Richard Allen Miller, is it you and me for the rest of the broadcast?
I don't know. Stay tuned on that. It got in at 3 in the morning. It's pouring down rain and creepy here with weather. Mm-hmm. And so he's got less than 4 hours of sleep, and he's doing another radio as we speak from a local radio station here in Grants Pass. So, stay tuned. Whether in fact it's or not, his coffee is sitting on the table over there. I'm drunk.
So, Rick, my friend. Rick, how did you meet
the person responsible for actually bringing me out of retirement? And I will, he published my ESP book. That is a book that would never have happened had not Nick reached down and brought me up the Eagle River to spend a couple, 3 weeks with him. I was still doing drugs. I was still all messed up from my little girl dying of leukemia. And what happened was that Nick and Duncan Rhodes out of Nexus Magazine reached down, brought me up to Alaska for 3 weeks, and Nick and I got to know each other and tried to co-author a book together called The Brain Spa. Now, that's using functional MRIs and things like that to Roto-Rooter people. And it turned out Nick just simply didn't have the technical background, and so he turned me loose, and what I ended up writing was Power Tools. And that's how the Brain Spa will eventually happen, probably with Nick and I, the because originally Power Tools was going to be called the Brain Spa, and what it ended up doing was all the technology I developed for SEALs. By the way, I just this morning completed workbook number 2 for the large Hollywood event down in March. Dedicated it to Grace Thorne because she got the whip out to make me do it. It's called Can You Live Off the Grid for 30 Days? And it runs it down chapter and verse as a workbook on things you need to prep for. And we're going to do that when Matt Stein and I do the Urban Survival Skill Workshop in Hollywood. Right now, that event has got over 600 people registered for the Friday event alone. And Matt is expecting 200 to 600 people for the 2-day, 8 hours each day workshop. It's the Paramount Studios and a big rock station are co-sponsoring it. And what just happened yesterday is that Harley Davidson Canada called and wants to do a tour across Canada co-sponsoring the Urban Survival Workshops up in Canada as Harley Davidson. So stay tuned on whether or not we do that or not. I have to get my leathers out and my brass knuckles and make stuff look good. I'm just kidding.
Hey, Rick, do you ride a motorcycle?
I did. I don't. I'm now just driving my pocket rocket, that 1976 280Z. I used to do Bonnevilles. The only Harley I ever had, I was up front with them, was a Thumper. I had a 250. And mostly did Ducatis, and this was before Kawasaki and all the rest of those existed. I had Bultacos. You know, I did a lot of dirt bikes because I lived in Pullman where I was doing my undergraduate work and had dirt bikes back then. Mm-hmm. And then I had a big Bonneville when I was an Iron Lord out of Tacoma.
Now you're talking about a...
One time, man. Now I'm just old.
You're talking about a Triumph, Bonneville 750?
Yeah, 650? No, it's 650. They didn't have 750s back then. And I had a Norton and a Matchless also. But the old days,
some of the greats.
I wasn't that speed. I'm not floppy, man.
Rick, you know, we were talking about weather modification with Dr. Nick Begich, and his book is Angels Don't Play This Harp, H-A-A-R-P. And it's quite a frightening discussion when we talk about sending these high-powered, high and low-frequency wavelengths up at the sky.
You know, just cutting to the chase. Esalen patterned that system off the work I did with Alan Frey. And so the bandwidth they used for comm systems was 0.3 to 3 gigahertz, what I have defined as synthetic telepathy. In other words, the frequency band that is currently used is the choice for mind control.
And that's where we'll discuss mind control, the use of these frequencies, when we come back. Dr. Richard L. Miller, DocRam.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number. 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24/7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885 or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. DocRam.com. You know, Rick, I was thinking about how powerful some of these transmitters are that we have on Earth. And a really powerful AM radio station is 50,000 watts. And in Russia, there is a transmitter that's 300,000 watts, and then they've got another one that's 2,500 kilowatts. And those are considered to be the 2,500 kilowatt station is considered to be the most powerful transmitter or broadcasting station in the world.
In that frequency band.
Yes, and then you go look at
it.
I've
got to make that qualification.
Yes.
When you're low band wavelengths, you need more power to slam through air, molecules, clouds, dust, bodies, whatever. Whereas microwave, Nick just walked back in the room. Would you like to pick this back up while he's still alive?
Sure.
Well, he's going to go back to bed shortly, man. He got in at 3. So here's Nick again.
And Dr. Begich, it's great
to be back with you. You know, this is what happens when you're traveling, right? I mean, I've never scheduled my own radio, and now I've got two scheduled in the same instant, right? So I wouldn't get that. But in any case, it is good to be here in southern Oregon and organizing this with Richard, who I apparently you have on from time to time. So, his area is pretty similar to mine in terms of science, but we're in different areas in terms of what we really like, but it's always
Rick and, Rick and I have been broadcasting together for years. He's come to our farm several times, and we spend time together. So Rick and I know each other quite well.
Yep.
And we're talking about a very powerful radio station in Russia that's 300 kilowatts, and they've got another one that's considered the most powerful broadcasting station in the world, which is 2,500 kilowatts. And then you compare that to HARP, and aren't we in the 3 billion watt range?
Right. And it's
bigger than that. It's bigger than that.
So there's a big calculation that goes into that, and essentially, you have to think about HARP a little bit differently than when you start comparing it to other radio frequency transmitters. Because when you think about how they're organized, those radio transmitters broadcast a signal. As soon as it leaves the broadcast antenna, it begins to decrease in its density. The further it gets, the less dense it gets. Just like the analogy of the flashlight on the wall. You know, when you put that flashlight on the wall, you see that large beam on the other end. Versus a laser where you see that very narrow beam and the energy is kept compact. The same we can do with the HARP instrument, only with radio frequency energy. So it's that compacted radio frequency energy that becomes the tool that you're manipulating for these various effects. So it's quite a bit different when you think about it than a normal radio transmitter as such. And this is an array, so it's a field. So imagine 180 60-foot tall antennas sitting in the field, and by firing them in a specific sequence, if you could visually see it, it would look like a corkscrewing kind of motion of energy that starts out pretty broad at the base and then gets smaller and smaller as you get higher and higher. And that is, in fact, the essence of what HARP is doing, and that would be called a cyclotron resonance kind of effect if you were able to see that visually.
Dr. Begich, when you talk about this effect, are you suggesting that that's why we have this installation in Alaska, because that's the northernmost place that we could put it in the United States, and these corkscrew wavelengths, if you will, go from north to south?
Well, this is in fact what happens by locating them at the polar regions. This is where the natural magnetic field lines intersect the Earth. And many remember this when you were kids in school. If you think back on the magnet, the bar magnet, and you'd throw the little shavings of metal and you'd see how these magnetic lines look. And you see those lines. Essentially, the energy is moving from the South Pole to the North Pole. What this does is by injecting the energy close to where the lines intersect the Earth, it takes less power because they're just closer. And then what they act as is, just as you implied, like a waveguide, so that corkscrewing energy wraps itself around that natural energy flow. But instead of going from south to north, now that energy is moving around that guide, going from north to south, and it in fact creates what would be called a shielding effect, where you can actually have an effect on any electronic device going in and out of that region, whether it be a satellite or an ICBM or even an aircraft. And anything entering that where those charged particles are being accelerated, what they'll run into is, in fact, a situation that the electronics, the avionics, would be screwed up and the aircraft would in fact, crash.
Do you think that's happened? Do you think that that's why some of these planes have fallen out of the sky mysteriously or have disappeared?
You know, here's the problem with it is no one's monitoring it individually. And so the answer is, could it happen? The answer is absolutely yes. Did it happen? I can't say without something more empirical than what we've seen, and there's no one monitoring HARP individually. Now, I will say this, going back to the 1980s, there was a document called The Revolution of Military Affairs and Conflict Short of War, which, in fact, was talking about this very kind of technology. In fact, they even used the example of catching a plane coming in, a small plane, that maybe they suspect is carrying terrorists or drug traffickers. So they unleash a technology that knocks out the avionics, knocks out the aircraft, it crashes. And then it was the article got into this whole thing about, you know, these are the technologies that this century, you know, is yielding. And this is put together by the U.S. Army War College. And what they said about these kinds of technologies, using that as an example, you know, they kind of forget about things like, you know, juries and judges and these little inconveniences, I guess, you know, when they target something like this. And so the whole discussion was, well, we have the technology, shouldn't we use it? And the answer was, well, not if it violates the Constitution. And so that article of the U.S. Army War College debates the merit of violating the Constitution in order to advance weapon systems. And instead of saying, oh, let's don't do it, let's not violate the rules, it came to the opposite conclusion and said, well, let's create an environment of fear through international terrorism, international drug trafficking, and then that will allow us to advance these weapon systems with the full approval of the American public. That was written in the 1980s to advance what is now the Revolution of Military Affairs, a change where we go from bullets, bombs, and ordnance to electromagnetic weapon systems that you can't even see. That is the revolution. That is what they were speaking about, and that is what we have today. HARP is just another example or symptom of that direction in which wars are being fought and will be fought in the future.
When you mention bullets, bombs, and ordnance, you know, there's obviously visual evidence when those are deployed.
Right.
Is there evidence of a deployment of these radio frequencies or pulsed frequency weapons? For example, if you're not measuring it at that time, can you destroy or really make life, can you make people sick, animals sick, and just have a plague unleashed that just happens and no one knew why or
how? Yes, you can create that effect using RF. In fact, it was Robert O. Becker, in one of his books, was talking about this very idea of being able to do exactly that. And it would be quite simple, actually. Everybody has certain chemical elements within the body, or you could introduce something a little more exotic that only that population would have. And then what you would do is send a radio frequency signal in that resonates at that same chemical or chemical compound, and what you do is, in fact, trick the body into thinking it just got overloaded with a toxin, so it begins to react, show all the symptoms of, say, iodine poisoning, as an example, would be fairly easy to do. At the end of that, people check the thyroid, check the blood work, and everything looks normal. Thyroid looks normal. Iodine appears in the blood to be normal, yet you have all these symptoms of iodine poisoning, as an example. That would be classified then as a mystery illness because there'd be no logical reason for it. Because most physicians follow a chemical model, not an electromagnetic model, when analyzing the body, and therefore there really wouldn't be very many people that could even determine what had happened. And so I think that's what, you know, that's really what we're looking at with that type of technology, something very different and very difficult to detect.
Here in Missouri, we have at the state level some sound cannons that can produce very loud frequencies that can actually make a person wet his pants.
You
know, it's that powerful, and it's a weapon to disband, let's say, groups of people.
Right. This is using acoustic signals, and there's a lot of different ways to use sound-related signals. Even you can use what's called acoustic heterodyning, where you can take two signals from two different broadcasting instruments, point them at an individual, and they'll create a cancellation effect where that individual will, say, hear voices in the head or hear alarms or sirens that nobody else in the room hears. Heterodyning a signal, you can do a lot with it. You can target an individual with messaging or with an acoustic signal, a powerful acoustic signal. You can basically bring people to their knees, disrupt their internal organs. You can do a lot of things. Riot control purposes are often the guise in which these technologies are introduced, and they're introduced as so-called non-lethal weapons. But keep in mind the definition of a non-lethal weapon is, according to international bodies that regulate this stuff, is a weapon that doesn't kill more than 25% of the time. So, you know, I guess if you're in the 25%, it matters, but if you're not, it doesn't. I mean, it's kind of ridiculous. Even things like poisonous gas or gases they use for riot control purposes, many people don't realize, but even as a non-lethal, they kill people every year because there are people with lung disorders, asthmatics, and others that react quite differently than, say, a normal, healthy person. So each of these technologies, again, under the marketing guise of non-lethal, are in fact quite lethal. They just make you feel good when you're discharging them. It's like tasers. You know, they end up being overused because people think, oh, well, we're not doing anything. But if you got a pacemaker and you get hit by one, you might have a different opinion of that. You know, so again, lethal and non-lethal is pretty blurry in a modern world, but it makes people, according to weapons, feel good, I guess.
Dr. Nick Begich is with us, earthpulse.com. His book, Angels Don't Play This Harp, H-A-A-R-P. Fascinating, frightening discussion. We'll be right back. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What are today?
Take my.
When you go
to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, we've been talking with Dr. Richard Allen Miller and Dr. Nick Begich, and we've been talking about electromagnetic warfare. And is Dr. Begich with us?
Yes, I am. I'm going to stay with you till the top of the hour, then I'm going to hand it back to Richard for that second hour.
Wonderful. I'm delighted to have you on the air with us. Dr. Begich, can we trigger chemical reactions in the atmosphere as a result of aiming electromagnetic pulses at the ionosphere?
Absolutely. In fact, one of the things that Eastland said in his original patents and to me personally before he passed on was this whole idea that, you know, the idea of triggering chemical reactions, you know, one of the things that just mystified him, like the ozone depletion issues and some of the pollutants that are in the air that occur there. Radio frequency energy, if sent in just the right way, can actually precipitate particles out of the atmosphere, get rid of them, or in fact create reactions where ozone is replenished. And yet none of these technologies are ever even considered, at least not on the front end, of what HARP was possibly could be used for. And yet, if you really buy into the whole theory of global warming based on ozone depletion, well, wouldn't this be a simple solution? I mean, really, when you start to look at the technology, radio frequency energy being used in this way, we just never had a delivery system. HARP gives us that system. We can use it for these kinds of applications. And we ought to at least study them, at least understand how these systems work, and how these systems actually function on the, in the broader scale. So we could use things like HARP for exactly that kind of purpose. What Eastland said about it was that you really have to be careful, because when you start manipulating weather situations, you can have tremendous effects that are unanticipated and unexpected, and that is one of the areas of caution. He did not feel that the military was a responsible party, that they should engage in this kind of experimentation, because they would just take too many risks, and they're doing it in the dark without the proper oversight.
Dr. Begich, back in the early 1980s, I was a founder of a company that developed technology, revolutionary technology for satellite communications receiver equipment. And I was at a convention in Washington, D.C., and Al Gore showed up. And I thought, why in the heck is Al Gore here looking at our technology, a little three-man company? Why is he looking at that? And then, obviously, you know, all these years later, I've connected the dots that the government or governments seem to want to learn about the newest technologies so they can dominate in those fields, so they can dominate their position in the globe. Do you see that?
It's a good observation, because when you look at what makes democratic republics, democracies, dictatorships, governments generally strong in the 21st century is, in fact, the command and control of high technology. I mean, if you look around the world, if you don't have high technology, you're living in the third world. You're not in the first world. As a consequence, within republics such as ours, people need to be at least knowledgeable, not so much of like engineers how to build all this stuff, but we ought to at least have the general knowledge, conceptual knowledge of what these technologies do, and so that we can guide them within a republic, within our form of government, to some logical conclusion, you know, in terms of development. The problem is all of the research is classified. The congressional oversight, if you want to call it that, is also classified. So congressmen, U.S. senators go into a room. They're briefed by Pentagon officials. None of them have any science background, even ask the Pentagon officials any intelligent questions, because you actually have to have a background, form a foundation of knowledge, so you can actually be an oversight kind of role. Well, we don't have that in the Congress, so they get the dog and pony show. They buy whatever they're sold, and that's the end of it. So they can't take notes in those closed conferences. They cannot have staff, and they cannot talk about what they learn outside of it without facing charges of treason. There is no oversight in the U.S. government.
Dr. Nick Begich is with us, and class, we'd like to go to his website, earthpulse.com. And when we come back, Dr. Richard Allen Miller is going to be with us, and we're going to talk about the conference and the information that will be presented this week with Nick Begich and Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Nick Begich, thank you so much for being with us. Class, we'll be back right after top of the hour news and commercial announcements. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.